Welcome to the July 23rd edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part three of her interview, Elizabeth Walsh, founder of Walsh Clinical Advisory and co-author of the Clinical Execution Blueprint, identified where the most consequential capability gaps accumulate, particularly in bridging protocol design to execution, and how sponsor oversight roles are structured and staffed. These structural gaps determine whether assumptions built during development translate effectively into operational reality. Two recent partnership announcements reflect industry momentum toward embedding trials in community settings rather than concentrating research at centralized academic sites. Bayer and Henry Ford Health announced a strategic research partnership focusing on cardiovascular, oncology, and women's health trials, while Massive Bio and FOMAT launched an AI-powered patient pre-screening collaboration across over 40 community-based investigator sites, reducing time between diagnosis and trial access for underrepresented populations. In a recent interview with PharmExec, Dr. Richard Graham, chairman and co-founder of True Technologies, expressed skepticism about Project Trailblazer's stated goal of reducing IND timelines by 6 to 12 months, noting that many sponsors already default to Australia for phase one studies due to streamlined pathways and R&D tax credits. Graham questioned whether regulatory friction reduction alone can meaningfully shift company behavior back toward US-based trials. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development.